What was supposed to be the first day of school in Seattle has turned into the first day of a strike. This is the first time in 30 years that Seattle public school employees have walked out. The teachers' union and the district were in contract negotiations over the weekend through yesterday, but they remain far apart on a bunch of issues. Pay is the top of the list. The district is offering what it calls a generous raise, more than 8% over 3 years, on top of an increase from the state. But teachers say that won't make up for years during the down economy, where they went without raises or cost of living adjustments. Here's Jonathan Knapp.
We have an exodus from the profession at this point. We cannot find and retain teachers to teach Seattle children. You know, we have a booming economy here in the city. Costs are going up. Cost of living is going up. It's going to take a major investment from the district in order to maintain the quality of the teaching workforce that we want to have in Seattle.
President of the Seattle Education Association. The district has declined a request for comment, but officials released a written statement saying the district's bargaining team is available whenever the union is ready to return to the table. The school board voted last night to authorize the superintendent to take legal action if teachers won't return to work.